Christ preserves His church today. Early in the history of the church, the mystery of iniquity foretold by Paul began its baleful work, and many were ensnared by false doctrines. At the time John was given this revelation, many had lost their first love of gospel truth. "Remember," God pleaded, "from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works." Verse 5. The church needed stern reproof and chastisement. But always the rebuke that God sends is spoken in tender love, and with the promise of peace to every penitent believer. "If any man hear my voice, and open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him and he with me." The believers were admonished, "Be watchful, and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die. I come quickly, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." Verses 2:11. Looking down through long centuries of darkness, the aged exile saw multitudes suffering martyrdom. But he saw also that he who sustained his early witnesses would not forsake his faithful followers during the centuries that must pass before the close of time. "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer," the Lord declared. "Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." John heard the promises, "To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father, and before his angels. I will grant him to sit with me in my throne." John saw sinners finding a father in him of whom their sins had made them afraid. The Savior was presented before John under the symbols of the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and of a lamb as it had been slain. These symbols represent the union of omnipotent power and self-sacrificing love. The Lion of Judah, terrible to the rejecters of God's grace, will be the Lamb of God to the faithful. The pillar of fire that speaks terror and wrath to the transgressor of God's law is a token of mercy and deliverance to those who have kept His commandments. God's angels shall gather together His elect, from one end of heaven to the other.